This is All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, during the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, as broadcast on mymotherlode.com, a pallet shelter homeless community location on High School Road in Jamestown was discussed. The majority of public comment was adamantly against the location. Here are select edited remarks.
Well, good morning, board members. My name is Michael Roberson. I am Tuolumne County Homeless Services Coordinator. Here are the reasons why we think the High School Road site is the best. The site is county-owned, making it affordable. The site is located where industrial and commercial activities exist and have existed for many years, including a now-closed, large-scale commercial mining operation. The site has varied zonings and emergency shelter building code appendices X and O could be applied. The site is flat and paved without need for excavation, expediting development, and lowering costs. The site has defensible space, reducing fire risk. The site has water and power. The site has room for parking. A distance to services is only 1.9 miles away, and the site could support a public transit stop. So today, you have a bunch of considerations before you, and CAO Riggs is going to address those.
Is the board willing to develop an emergency shelter and all that that entails? And if so, is the board willing to commit discretionary revenues to support the startup cost of the Safe Stay shelter? The other option is your board could just simply choose not to do anything. You could choose that with the outcry from the community that you just are not going to take this on right now.
It is recommended that Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors approve the use of a portion of county-owned land off of High School Road in Jamestown as a Safe Stay pallet shelter community.
All right, so I'm going to go directly to the public for comments, and then the board will weigh in and decide which way we want to go. Hello and welcome.
I'm Mike Holland. Most of you guys know me. You guys are creating a corridor of death down there. I am the largest single property owner along this site that you guys are talking about. I own the 40 acres in front. I've already had a house burned down by a homeless individual down there. This is going to continue. So unless you guys want your pictures on the sides of Big Rigs where the sign says, I voted for the homeless corridor, this is a bad idea. This is just stupidity, throwing money away so you guys can make this go away and say, we checked the box and we're done. There's no real forethought in this, and this needs to be thought through. And High School Road is not just business park land. There's all kinds of houses back there. There's little kids that live on that street. Not one of you would send your children or your grandchildren to walk down Highway 108 or be living next to this community. This is a bad idea, period. It is going to create a corridor of death, and that's what you guys are doing down there. A better plan needs to be implemented.
Hello and welcome.
Hi there. My name is Dana Rasmussen. I've been a resident of Jamestown since 2009. Jamestown's a beautiful community, but we don't have a police department. What we have right now is a problem with crime, such as theft, drug use, defecation in public, on our streets, loitering in our local park, people with clothing soaked with urine and feces, and scaring off our tourists. And we rely heavily on tourism in our community. I've had garbage thrown in our backyard, including used drug needles. We don't need more of this, and that's my big concern for Jamestown, is this is what we're gonna see more of.
Thank you. Hello.
Hello, my name is Henry Collins. I'm a citizen, a resident of Jamestown. I'm on the Jamestown Promotion Club. I'm on the Jamestown Fire Board, board member on both of those. We need to stop enabling homelessness. If I wanted to exacerbate the problem, I would do exactly your project plan. The problem will grow. It won't get better. And our town's getting ruined.
Hello, welcome.
Hi, good afternoon. I want to put a face to the families on High School Road. I have two little children. I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. And we purchased our home on High School Road 3.5 years ago. Reason being, because we wanted to give our children a place that they can play and run and have space to ride their bikes outside. Those of you that have children or grandchildren, would you feel comfortable letting your children play outside alone on their driveway? If you had a homeless encampment 50 yards from your home, honestly, I'm absolutely terrified of what the possibility is. I'm terrified of our cars getting broken into. I'm terrified of our animals getting hurt because we have lots of livestock on that road. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Ida Ponder, and I am the last speaker's next-door neighbor. We share a driveway. My property is 200 feet from the blacktop. 200 feet. You know, my heart goes out to homeless, and I really think we need to take care of them. But number one, I'd like to comment on the graphics that were on the presentation. None of those pallet homes were in residential areas. And the other thing that I take 100% offense to is the comment that's been over and over about it being out of sight. If these pallet homes are so nice and this community is so nice, why do they need to be out of sight? To me, that's belittling humans.
Okay, we do have time for one more comment. So, sir, you're welcome to come up.
Good afternoon. What you're opening yourself up to is what we call an inverse condemnation lawsuit. And the legal concept that is very simple. It allows property owners to seek just compensation if their property is damaged by public use. And this is public use. You've reduced those property values at this point in time to $0. People's hard work, investment, gone. Because you've published it, we're having this meeting, it's out there. If they wanted to sell their house tomorrow, there's no way that's going to happen with real estate disclosures.
So I'm ready to make a motion. I'd like to move that we approve using a portion of county-owned land off High School Road in Jamestown with the associated APN number as a safe stay pallet shelter community.
I'll second.
And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those not in favor?
No.
Okay, so this carries 4-1 with Supervisor Brandon dissenting.